Tim Powers here with the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, Dean Ingram. Dean graciously giving us his time for this half hour, so I don't want to waste it by you listening to me. So, Dean, one last vaccine question. We've seen a lot of public data, and it was towards the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, before there were vaccines, that suggested that maybe only 60-odd percent of Canadians would get vaccinated. And others wouldn't, and there was all manner of reason for that. What's your sense on your membership? If you're successful, they will get vaccinated, but if you're successful in getting them in a priority group, do you think you're going to get a large number of teachers in Newfoundland and Labrador who will take the vaccine option? Do you have any worries that there won't be big take-up?
In terms of worries, no, I don't. The short answer is yes, I firmly believe that our members will have a significant uptake on the vaccine when they're given access to it. I mean, fundamentally, there's a couple points I want to make regarding vaccines. I think it's important to draw out. Our members and others in our school system are on the front lines of our schools each and every day teaching, supporting students during what really is unprecedented times. Frontline workers should receive frontline protections. Again, after our at-risk populations and our healthcare workers, our members should be included in that secondary rollout. As an illustration point, I'm aware of several teachers who have been confirmed as being positive. Several. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've spoken with a number of them, one of which is immunocompromised. Mm-hmm. And while they are doing well, they are very much, and understandably so, nervous at this time as to how this will progress. The reason this area is that in our school system, as we made the point, there is a lesser protections in this workplace than we have in many others. And while it's not official, we're beginning to hear that other jurisdictions are already heading in this direction in terms of prioritizing teachers, putting them at the profile of getting access to the vaccine. New Brunswick, Northwest Territories, and the Yukon in particular. I'd invite anyone to do a Google search on vaccination and teachers, and you'll see countless articles where jurisdictions are supportive of the idea of placing teachers at a priority position. It's a position that the Canadian Teachers Federation has taken. I've read articles citing doctors in Ontario holding the very same position. It's a position that the United Nations has supported. In the U.S., while we are not the U.S., and there are many days I thank myself that we are not, but President Biden, Vice President Harris, have made statements advocating the importance of vaccinating teachers. In fact, every single U.S. state, every single one of the 50 states, have teachers at least at their 1D priority. Now, 1D, by and large, are those that are 65 plus, mm-hmm. cancer patients, dialysis patients, and others as well, and other groups as well. Many states have placed teachers in the same, what they consider to be their 1B priority, which are those who are 75 plus. Teachers are at risk because of the nature of the schools we have. If you want to protect schools and keep them open, you have to give strong consideration to providing necessary protections for those who work within them, including teachers.
Yeah, you've talked about priority needs. One of the priority needs for many essential workers during this pandemic and it has been childcare. With online learning going forward, if it continues for a long period of time and your teachers continue to teach virtually, what's your take on childcare services that may or may not be available for them?
Well, for our members?
Yes, for your members.
Well, it is a challenge. I've had outreach. Again, we were advocating that teachers who, in keeping with Dr. Fitzgerald's orders or suggestion, directive, anyone that can work from home should work from home. At some point, however, there may need to be a consideration that those teachers who are considered to be essential workers, there may need to be consideration to providing access to child care for them as well. But right now, the most important thing as we navigate this current outbreak is to maintain health and safety, which everyone limiting their contacts with everyone that can be. So right now, but there will come a point in time where that's a discussion that needs to be had. Our members have, I've already mentioned that right now teachers are doing some very creative things, mm-hmm. numerous posts. But all the while, they're balancing the needs of their own children. Their balance is trying to deliver curriculum at the same time looking at their own child's online learning. That teacher, And again, just to use one example to illustrate, I have one of her members that reached out to me with some concern, a single parent with a seven-year-old who is teaching in a high school environment, which means that they had to be online for the full gamut, and at the same time looking at their child's needs in the home. Right now, the important thing is we need to isolate people as much as possible, but these are real challenges, and there's going to need to be a productive discussion at some point in time as to how do we address the needs for childcare for not just the public at large, but also for our members who are trying to deliver an essential service.
And on that essential service on a go-forward basis, I think we are all concerned, and it's going to be a challenge in your profession, the people you represent, mental health and wellness and burnout. Already lots of discussions prior to COVID about that in many different fields, particularly in education. As you know, as we get through this, and we will, what are going to be key priorities for you to help your teachers heal and rejuvenate and create circumstances where that healing time does occur?
I think the most important thing, if we look at on two fronts, what do we do now versus what we do later? One of the most important thing that has been done right now is the general public, and I get that there are a lot of people very anxious about their student learning, but there has been understanding that teachers are trying to do what they can in very challenging circumstances. There needs to be a supportive nature to how teachers are supported here, and parents be supportive of them. Understand that things are not busy. In fact, last week, ironically, when this broke, it was Teacher Appreciation Week. And it's important to recognize it, but it's also important that that appreciation support not be a one and done. It can't be a 1 week and done. It can't be a 1 day and done. It's something that teachers need right now, arguably more than ever. And again, I'm optimistic that COVID will find a way of passing through. We will get through this. It may take some time, but we will get through it. Post that there has to be access to supports for teachers. There has to be enhanced access to their realities and making sure that any and all necessary supports are put in place for them. And I think if everyone understands that there's a lot of challenges for many, including teachers, be supportive of what the teacher is doing with their student. And at the same time, I think the school district and government as a whole needs to recognize that as well and take into account when they put reasonable expectations on them, the key word being reasonable. And there needs to be a gradual implementation of things, but at the same time, as things are brought forward, there has to be necessary supports in place for those individuals delivering this critical and crucial service.
Down to our last couple of minutes here, Dean, just one question for you, and it's a deliberately loaded one because we've seen this example here in this jurisdiction and in others. You will know that the much loved March break in Ontario was postponed until April. The rationale that the government used in doing that was they wanted a continuation of learning. They wanted to control potential community spread with people traveling, so now the March break is more in line with the traditional April break that you get in Newfoundland and Labrador. I realize it's only early days, but any sense or any discussion that circumstances surrounding the April break may change?
Well, I think one of the difference between this jurisdiction and Ontario is Ontario had moved back to a more site-based, shifting to online. We've been site-based for a while. This online move right now, which is necessary and needed until we get a handle for this latest outbreak, needs to be done. There's been zero discussion about any change, but I would also hold this, is that just as teachers need a break, again, you mentioned the mental health concern there, there are concerns, as teachers need time away as well to get through things, but I'd also argue that you could hold that students equally need that time away. There's concerns about the degree of screen time that students are having, how that may be impacting on them. And I know this as a high school teacher who is teaching online, having students do 3-4 courses online, and that was a very heavy demand for those students. So I don't know if it'd be effective to actually take that break time away, which the students need as much as teachers. And take it away. I don't know if they'd be effective. And I think that's a discussion that has not happened yet, and I would be cautious about taking time away from students and teachers that they need to rejuvenate and reconnect in the interest of their mental health, students and those who work in the system.
It didn't mean to stir hornet's nests there, but it's one that's got a lot of exposition here. Anyway, want to thank you for your time today, Dean. You're a great voice for telling the story of your educators. Always appreciate you giving me the time. And please, you know, I'll say it publicly, and I encourage everybody. I learned this lesson from my mother. You can never say thank you enough. Thank your teachers. So, Dean, for us, to you, to them, thank you. Appreciate your time today.
I really appreciate the sentiment, Tim, and thank you so much for having me on.
All right. That was Dean Ingram, the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. That's our